The chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kojo Farajan, has indicated that the commission is for now focusing on the biometric registration process, but not verification. He said the verification process is a decision yet to be decided on. The statement by the EC has been greeted with mixed reactions. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Isidro Nketiah, believes a manual verification will be better. He questioned what the EC will do in a situation where there is no power during the election. He said what is needed now is to address the challenges of double voting.
We are opposed to this electronic verification at this stage. We think that we have been moving and making progress steadily in the development of our electoral systems. The biometric itself will address the most urgent issue in the immediate past election, that was the controversy over a bloated register. So if we are able to capture a good register in which all political parties have confidence that it is devoid of multiple names, then that is a big achievement for this election. Then we can rely and improve upon the existing verification systems. When we are talking about verification, it's the means of identifying the voter whose details have been captured in the register. That is simply what verification is all about. And I don't think that at this stage we are prepared for any machine at the polling station which will be used to identify the voter. I think that the system where you have polling agents at the polling station and you have voters' ID card and the voters' register, each of them bearing the voter's picture, and then the voter presents himself personally. I think that if we are able to deal with the challenges around it in the past, and the challenges have been the attempts by some political parties to drive away the polling agents of other political parties, and then maintaining enough security at the polling station, I think that the manual verification at this stage should be sufficient for us to get into the 2012 election. The thing about improving electoral systems is that if you go too fast, you can break up and then even lose the ground that you have captured already.
The General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, said it will rather concentrate its campaign for the electorate to take part in the process if registration begins. He said he believes the EC can build a credible voter register.
It is no news to the People's National Convention, as we were part of the IPAC meeting, and the same position was communicated to us by the chairman of the Electoral Commission. We in the PNC want to believe that the Electoral Commission certainly know what it is doing and that it will be able to deliver a credible voters register and also deliver an acceptable election to the people of Ghana. We want to count on the Electoral Commission's successes in the past and to hope that 2012 will put in the necessary mechanisms, the ingredients that are necessary for the elections to be fair, transparent and acceptable to all. We don't want to belabor the issues again. We just want to assure the Electoral Commission that on the part of the People's National Convention, we will expand our campaign to ensure that the widest party goes to register when the voters register is open in the first quarter of 2012, and praying that the Electoral Commission indeed is very much aware of what it's doing, that they will deliver to us a creditable register.
Biometric registration without verification, is it possible?
My understanding from the Electoral Commission is that verification comes after the registration, and therefore they will have to do the biometric register and put in verification methods. What we have called for is that, look, we should be able to put in place mechanism that would deduplicate or demultiplicate those who may still have the penchant of going around to register multiply or doubly. The Electoral Commission thinks that it is not relevant at this stage. We want to pray that they know that it is really not relevant and that the exercise will not take us anywhere. But the previous arguments that the Electoral Commission makes, that it will cost the nation $20 million if we want to do the verification, and because of that, they don't want to burden the nation. I have asked that they should juxtapose the cost of a $20 million verification with the cost of a disputed election, and I'm sure that all of us will agree that the cost of a disputed election is too much for a nation like Ghana to bear.
For his part, the General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, believes electronic verification is the surest bait to avoid double registration. He, however, said challenges associated with the electronic verification should be sorted out first.
The CPP believes that verification is very important, and in conjunction with our fellow political parties, the PNC, NDC, NPP, who all have a stake in this process, in wanting it to be free, transparent, fair, and credible, we all believe that verification is important. And Dr. Afarijan did not say verification was unimportant. He said what they are focusing on now is the registration. Verification is something that comes on the day of the election itself, when the person gets to the polling station to vote, for you to be able to independently verify that this is person A and not person B. He also indicated that in order to achieve verification, will require the purchase of some additional equipment. And we have asked all these matters to be made very clear. You remember some time ago, EC have established some two committees, one on technology and one on legal matters. And it is these same committees that are going to examine these issues in greater detail and develop some recommendations that we are all agreed upon.
The General Secretary of the CPP, Ivo Greenstreet, on the electronic verification of biometric register.